Why is the rum always gone?
Hi there! Welcome to the Main Street Mouse!
Hello and welcome to the Main Street Mouse Podcast, Episode 2. Today we will recap the results from our TMSM Idol competition, including speaking to viral video sensation Brian Hall. We will also be talking about the latest news and announcements coming straight from Disney. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm your host, Michelle, and thanks for listening in to our second podcast for the Main Street Mouse.
There's no turning back now.
We have a lot to cover, so let's get right to it. It's moving right along. I am joined by our TMSM Avenger, Scott, to go over what happened at the Disney shareholders meeting last week. There's a lot of information to cover, so I wanted to bring Scott in to help get the message out for all the things that they talked about. So, Scott, thank you for joining us today.
Well, hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me on today.
So let's get right to it. What did they announce at the shareholders meeting?
Okay, so the call took place on March 18th. It was out of Portland, Oregon this year. And talking about Disneyland, the Nemo submarine refurb, and a lot of speculation is out there from the fans that, is it coming back? If you recall, at Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom, when they 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea went down and sat there empty for a long time, actually, I believe a couple years.
A long time, yeah.
The fans were wondering, is it coming back? From the start, Disney said, oh, it'll be back, it's just a refurb. But then as time went on, Disney realized this is a whole lot of space that these submarines are taking up where we could use it for other things, and eventually Disney closed it, pulled it out of there, broke a lot of fans' hearts, as 20,000 Leagues was a great ride. I know it was one of my favorite ones, getting that little sub, just, it was fun.
Right.
And so they did address the rumors. Bob Iger did say the Nemo subs are not going anywhere for now. So he's not saying in the future they won't disappear, but he's saying they will be back after this refurb, and we will have them back at Disneyland.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah, I know the fans were worrying about that, and rumors start floating, and things get bigger and bigger. So I'm glad he addressed that right up front.
Right. You don't want to have too many changes going on. I mean, not that there isn't already a ton of changes going on in the parks, but that's good that at least something is coming back that people really enjoy. So
exactly. Exactly. It's good to know that they're looking out for the fans and what we want to see.
To a point.
To a point. Exactly. Another thing Bob addressed was that they're going to bring more Star Wars and Marvel to the park. I think that's great. I think they need to be there. They need to put their footprint bigger than what's there currently. And in Walt Disney World, if there's anything Marvel-based right now, there's no character meets or anything like that. There's little things here and there, merchandising, but there's not really anything interactive to do with a Marvel character or attraction.
No,
or anything.
Nope, there's no Marvel at Walt Disney World, only Disneyland.
Right. In Disneyland, we have Tony Stark Innovations exhibit. We have Guardians of Asgard, where you can meet Thor. There's the Captain America meet and greet. Just like on the cruise line where you can meet Captain America. So I think Marvel is definitely something we need down in Walt Disney World, and they even need to expand it more in Disneyland. They need an attraction. They need something else. Where in Orlando, we have the Star Wars area, Star Tours, which they have in Disneyland, but I think since Orlando has Star Wars weekends, they get that little push that they are more Star Wars there. So I hope that they'll do something similar to that with Disneyland, if not a Star Wars weekend, maybe just more Star Wars events or another ride or a meet and greet or anything like that would be great if they brought that to the parks, I believe.
Right, I agree. And I know a lot of people are waiting to see Marvel at Walt Disney World as well, because, you know, they have it at Disneyland, but not Disney World yet. And I know a lot of people ask me, you know, when's it coming, and or if it's coming, and hopefully it's something that they add because people are really looking forward to it.
Couldn't agree more. I would love to be able to see the Marvel characters myself. And so I think it's definitely something needed. And I think character dinings would be great if they did that with the Star Wars or Marvel characters. I think that could definitely be a big boost for Disney, since so many of those character dinings focus around princesses and Disney Junior, right?
Right. And with the announcement of the Star Wars character dining for Star Wars weekends, I think that that could be something that, you know, is like almost a test run to see if they want to do that more often. I think that having Star Wars character dining would be really big for them. So hopefully that they they continue on, if it's a success, which I believe it will be, maybe it's something they'll consider for the future at Hollywood Studios, because they need a boost at Hollywood Studios.
Right. Hollywood Studios does need something. They need a land. They have the space. They need a boost, and I think Star Wars area would be great to add there with the character dining. Have it like the cantina character dining, replicating the Tatooine bar where Han meets Luke.
Right.
And maybe have your blue milk in there and all the things.
Bring, oh my God.
Bring all the Star Wars things to Disney and give the fans that. I think it would be awesome. I mean, not only to have Mickey and Minnie walk around in their Star Wars apparel, but even if you could have Vader walk through there, he already shows up for the Jedi training at Hollywood Studios, so to actually have him come into the meal area with two stormtroopers on either side for the pictures and things like that with the kids, I think it would be a great, great addition for everybody involved.
Oh, I agree.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Okay, so next on, we're going to talk about, Bob Iger had mentioned how successful Cars Land has been at California Adventure Park in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
They're very happy with everything that's going on out there, that the park continues to get rave reviews, that everybody really seems happy with what they did. I know we haven't been out there yet, but it's on our to-do list. We want to get out there. We want to see what Cars Land has to offer. Just to be in Radiator Springs, I think it'd be a lot of fun just to see that whole area and the rides and things like that.
Yeah, people seem to love it. I'd really like to see them do something like that at Disney World also, but I think they're going to do Star Wars themed things before they do Cars, but I guess we'll see.
Right, I feel the same way. I know there was a rumor at one time of a Cars Land coming to Hollywood Studios, and then I know that was pushed to the side, so I think it's Star Wars they're making room for, but even if they could do something more with Cars in Orlando would be great. I know there's the meet and greet with Lightning McQueen and Mater. But it'd be cool if they could do a little something more, an attraction or a ride or something, to bring Cars into the focus there.
Well, I think there's room, actually, maybe not physical room, but they could, there's room for Star Wars and Cars. I think that Hollywood Studios could really use a makeover and need some additional things. And I think the more that they add, whether it be Cars or Star Wars or both, I think that either would be great for Hollywood Studios.
No, I agree. I mean, the Pixar area, if they could add like a Cars Land off of there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Pixar Land, even if you wanted to go that far and just bring all the Pixar universe into one area, that might be kind of cool. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. But for now, Cars Land in Disneyland, California Adventures is doing really well. They're happy with that. And then he also mentioned that how happy they are with how things are going with the My Magic Plus in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of fans who were unhappy with the whole My Magic experience, not knowing what's going to happen, not understanding how things are going to work, where it's a lot of people have a hard time with change. You're used to having your Key to the Kingdom card. You're used to going and getting your Fast Pass and all that. So now that all that's kind of pushed aside, I know a lot of fans, we just have to try it. We have to give it a shot, see what works. Disney's not going to make it harder for us.
Right. You just, like you said, change is hard for a lot of people, and people don't want to give up their cards. And, you know, you get used to doing things a certain way, but now it looks like this is how it's going to be. So everybody's got to kind of adjust and try to get used to it. So far, so good from what I hear.
Yeah, all the word I've heard so far is going really well. That, I mean, they had glitches at the beginning, which they knew they were going to have, and they addressed them as they came up. So good for Disney. I mean, they've come a long ways from the original e-tickets and things like that you had back in the day to now the Magic Band Plus. So they've made a lot of changes over the years, and they've always made it better. So I can only assume they'll do the same thing with this.
Right, right.
He also mentioned that everything's on schedule for the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
That the scheduling for the opening, everything is coming forward, that they're still releasing photos, updates, little things here and there. So we're counting down the days of the opening of that.
Okay.
And next, they talked about Shanghai Disney and the progress they're making over there, still building the park. They announced that Shanghai is going to have something no other Disney park has, and they're going to have the first themed land that's going to be based on a movie franchise, in this case, Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
And that's great.
It is. I think, unfortunately, it's in Shanghai. I wish it was here, at least in the States, to where we could get closer to it. Shanghai's not something we can just drive to.
Right.
So hopefully one day they'll have some success in Shanghai and bring pieces of it to the parks here so that the fans here can enjoy it as well. I know the name of the land they're saying is going to be Treasure's Cove, and they've released one attraction name, which would be the Battle of the Shrunken Head.
Okay.
So when I think of the Shrunken Head, I always think of in At World's End, when Jack runs into his father, Keith Richards, and asks him how's mom doing, and he pulls out the shrunken head of the mother. So I started thinking about that and all the things they could do, and I think the land is going to be based off more off the movie franchise than the ride. So we'll see. I'm sure videos and photos will be coming out as that progresses, and we'll be sure to pass those on.
Right, and I think if it does well there, maybe they'll decide to bring some of that over here, because I think the Pirates franchise is so big, and people are always looking for more when it comes to Pirates, you know, and the whole area near Adventureland, that's pirate themed. They could do more over there too. So hopefully it goes well and they decide to bring some here.
Exactly. They could do some testing over there, maybe with character dinings of the pirates there and incorporate that here, or little additions here and there. Just things they could do to give us more pirate stuff. And Disney will respond. I mean, if that's what the fans want, we'll get it eventually. So it's got to be patient sometimes.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole thing. So.
Exactly. Okay. On our next step we're going to talk about is the movies that are coming. And the hype around certain things. Day of the shareholders meeting was also the day that Disney released the Maleficent trailer, where we see that she actually had wings.
Right, right.
She had her long span of wings, and then we hear in the trailer that she lost them somehow. We don't know if they were taken away, if maybe that could be one of the reasons she turned evil, because her wings were taken away from her. I guess the whole story will be played out in the movie, so we'll just have to wait and see there. But I think the movie's going to be a great hit for Disney. I think it's going to be for boys, girls. Everybody's going to enjoy this movie. I don't think it's going to be centered towards the girls and the princesses like the original Sleeping Beauty was.
Right, I agree. And I think having a darker aspect to it is going to attract a whole new audience of people. So I'm excited to see it too.
Right. I think they're going to get more of the teenage boys who are going to be more interested in it because of the dark side, where a lot of times once the boy's 12, 13, 14, they don't want to go to a Disney movie that has anything to do with a princess or anything like that.
Right.
They just want to stay away from it. And so I think having the dark side, it's going to bring them out to want to see what's actually happening and why is this lady so crazy and evil and what happened to her.
So. Yeah, more of her backstory. So I think it'll be good.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. Next, they showed another clip for the upcoming Marvel Captain America Winter Soldier, which is coming out April 4th. This movie, for Marvel fans, it's another step closer to the Avengers 2 in 2015. So I'll be anxious to see this. I want to see what role certain characters have in the movie. I've been trying to stay away from spoilers, yet it's hard to when you report news. So try not to get too much into that. I have no doubt this movie is going to meet all expectations of the Marvel fans. I know the Marvel franchise has launched a whole nother fan base also with the people who are Disney fans who maybe weren't comic book fans who have become superhero fans through the films. So I think this will be another great one in the cinematic universe.
Right, and I think also what helps draw people in, I know for me because I never was into superhero movies, but how all the Marvel movies somehow tie together. Like there's stories that run simultaneously and they all intertwine, so you almost have to see the next one to keep up with what's going on. So
exactly, that's a great point that they started when Iron Man, the first Iron Man was released, that began the what they call the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and all these movies are actually tied together in some way or another. So that's where, like you said, you can't miss one of them. It's like missing an installment of your favorite TV show. You'd have to get caught up before you see the next film. So I'm sure Captain America is going to do very well at the box office. He was the first Avenger. He's got a reputation with the fans that just love to go see what he's doing. So I'll be anxious to see that one when it premieres.
Yeah, me too.
The next thing they did speak about was they mentioned that Frozen is going to soon pass Toy Story 3 as the number one Disney animated film of all time.
Wow.
That's just phenomenal. I mean, Toy Story has been out for a couple years now to have that status, but if you just think back in your head of all the great Disney movies, to know that Frozen, which just came out just a few months back, has already achieved that success tells you how great of a film it is. And if you haven't seen it, we encourage you to go see it, rent it, whatever you gotta do to see the film, see it, because it's a blockbuster hit. It takes Disney back to the old days of the music, the characters that you love, the characters that you want to know, that you can actually feel emotion towards. And I just think it's a home run for Disney with it. I feel that it was a great film for Disney to come out with, to create the characters they did, the meet and greet of Anna and Elsa in the Magic Kingdom, up to 4-hour wait to meet them. It's phenomenal, the buzz for these characters.
Actually, they're not at the Magic Kingdom yet. The meet and greet is at Epcot. They're moving it over to the Magic Kingdom because the lines at Epcot are 4 and 5 hours long. So, and then actually they're going to have, you're going to be able to get a fast pass to see Anna and Elsa at Magic Kingdom. So people aren't waiting hours and hours to see these characters. But just the fact that people are willing to wait that long says a lot about how great the movie is. So.
Oh, exactly. That, I mean, when we go to Disney and we go there for a week or a week and a half, I can't even imagine spending 4 hours waiting to get a character, picture, and autograph. But if the characters are that amazing and that are that big in our pop culture phenomenon, that it's just, that really says something about Disney, and I'm sure we're going to see the Frozen characters for a long time to come.
Yeah, I agree.
Another thing they mentioned is Pixar is coming out with 2 new film releases. No dates of when, no storylines, anything like that, but they did mention a Cars 3 is coming, and also Incredibles 2.
Okay, I had had a lot of people asking about Incredibles 2, and a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this movie, so the buzz seems to be that people are excited about Incredibles 2. I haven't heard much about Cars 3 yet, but I guess we'll have to see what the storyline is, but I think that they really can't go wrong with either of those.
No, I'm sure they're both going to do very well at the box office. Cars 3 I wasn't as much excited about. Cars 1 I liked the movie a lot, I thought it was great. 2 came along and I wasn't, it's Cars, so watch it because it's Pixar and Disney, but I wasn't as excited about it, so I feel kind of the same way about Cars 3. But The Incredibles, being that it's been so long since we've seen the Parr family on the screen, I think it's going to be great. I just wonder where they're going to be. Is it going to be like The Simpsons, where they're still the same age they were at the original movie, or are we going to see them grown up more now and what they're doing? Will John Ratzenberger bring back the Underminer? Will we see that character come into the movie who's at the end of the first one? So I guess a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors will float around that, and I'm excited to see that one. I like the superhero films.
Right, right. I'm excited, too. I'll be interested to see where they go with it and where the film picks up. So that's good to know.
Another thing they talked about was Star Wars 7. That they're going to be starting filming in May. There's been so many rumors about who's in the movie, who's not in the movie. Bob Iger said the only confirmed character so far is R2-D2. So that's great. I don't know if Kenny Baker, who originally was in the R2-D2, I guess you could say, costume, in the original movies, I don't know if he'll be back and somehow involved in the movies. I know he's in his late 70s now, so I'm not sure of his interaction will be, but R2's a character they have to have, and I would assume C-3PO won't be far behind.
Right.
Those two kind of have to go together. It's like peanut butter and jelly. They have to be involved together somehow, so hopefully we'll see Anthony Daniels reprise his role as C-3PO. The movie is to be set approximately 30 years after the end of Return of the Jedi, which was episode 6 for those trying to keep track of what happened. That's the one where at the end, Vader has just died. He's become Anakin again. Luke sets his father on fire.
Oh, boy.
As a Jedi death. He kills the Emperor, throws him down a mineshaft on the Death Star. So we're going to pick up about 30 years later from there. And the book series has always continued. There's always been rumors of what could be in the movie based on the book series, but word out of from J.J. Abrams' camp and Disney and Lucasfilms is that they're not going to really go with the storyline from the books. They're going to kind of do something completely different, pull all the fans in. So I'm anxious to see what happens with this. I'll be anxious to see if Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher reprise any of their roles. Being that it's only 30 years later, they should be involved. I actually read about Peter Mayhew wanting to be Chewbacca again and reprise his role. So I guess there's a lot going on. Star Wars fans are so loyal to this film. They're all looking forward to it. We're hoping that Disney just does it better than our expectations. A lot of the Star Wars fans, the expectations goes back to the original 3 movies. And then when they made the prequels, the Star Wars fans, we weren't that happy with them. So I'm kind of hoping Disney can go back to what the original 3 were and go down that path.
Right, keep with the nostalgia of what began this whole, you know, Star Wars craze. You know, kind of go back to the roots and see what happens there. And I hope they bring some of the original characters back. I think that that will help out a lot with sticking with the original plans, too.
I think they're, even if they're just a small part of the film, I think you need to know that Luke is a Jedi Master and rebuilt the Jedi Order. I think we need to see what Leia is doing, what Han and Chewbacca are still doing. I think it's good, and it'll be a good point for all the Star Wars fans to come back to and see this is what's happened to these characters. So I think it's going to be great.
Right, and we will be sure to keep everybody in the loop as to what's going on with the Star Wars franchise as well.
Another thing they touched on, but they really didn't talk much about, was Pirates of the Caribbean 5. It is in development, but nothing is given the all clear for filming. They haven't approved a final script yet. Just still all in talks, but it's still, there's still some involvement with Pirates of the Caribbean Part 5. And there was rumors with Jerry Bruckheimer leaving and not knowing what was going to happen with that franchise. But I think it'll be back. I think it's going to be good. I have no doubt about it. As long as Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Sparrow, I think we'll be in for a good film.
I think so, too. And I know a lot of people are waiting, and we've had people ask if we've heard anything as far as when the next Pirates is going to be, you know, begin filming. And I hear all kinds of different reports, but we're going to keep watching on that one, too, because a lot of people are anxious and waiting for it. So.
And we want to know ourselves.
Oh, of course.
Of course. We're a big Pirates family, obviously, Jar Dirt Fridays. We'll definitely keep you involved in what's going on and let you know if anything we hear, rumors or film pictures, anything we get, we'll be sure to pass it along.
Absolutely.
Other films they just touched on that are coming out, they really didn't go into detail on any of these. They talked about Guardians of the Galaxy, which is coming out this year, another Marvel installment, part of the universe. Finding Dory, the follow-up to Finding Nemo.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Are we going to hit? Planes, Fire, and Rescue will be coming out this year. The original Planes really didn't do great, what they had hoped for, but they're putting this one out there. They also mentioned Cinderella is going to be coming to the big screen.
Okay.
I haven't heard much about Cinderella. I'm not sure if it's going to be live action, or I'm assuming it's live action.
Yeah, it's a live action film.
Mm-hmm. So as we get more details about that, we'll be sure to pass it along. And then the last one they talked about was Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, which is going to be coming out in May 2015. They actually started filming in Italy. We released some photos the other day that we found that showed Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, and Hawkeye on the set doing some of the scenes. So that movie's starting to progress and move along. So we'll be sure, as we receive more information about that, we'll be sure to pass it on. So another thing they said was Disney had announced the Disney Movies Anywhere app that came out this past month. They said 2.5 million people have already downloaded the app.
Wow.
Yeah, if you haven't looked into it, if you haven't gotten it, I definitely think you should look into it. It's a great app. I didn't know what it was about. I downloaded it to my phone, and instantly I had all my digital copies of my movies right there. It was just great. When we bought Frozen and I put in the code, instantly I had Frozen available on my phone to watch it. So it's a great app. It'd be great for traveling with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on a tablet, you can put it on a laptop, whatever. You already have the movies there. You don't have to fumble with DVDs and worry about them getting scratched or Blu-rays or anything like that. So I think it's something, if you haven't looked into it, you might want to check it out.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Right. The last thing that I'm going to touch on, and one of the biggest announcements that came out of the shareholders meeting, was the announcement D23 is coming August 14th through the 16th, 2015, to Anaheim.
Disney. Yay.
Yes, the Anaheim Convention Center, which is directly across the street from Disneyland. So it's just going to be a very magical area for sure when that convention's going on. The last D23 was huge success, celebrities galore, all kinds of rumors, all kinds of things coming out for the fans. Just, it was great. And this one, I have no doubt, will even be better than that. Tickets for this will go on sale August 14th of this year. So they go on sale 1 year prior. So you'll want to be sure you get them, because this event does sell out. And you don't want to be waiting to the last minute thinking, oh, I'll get tickets at the gate or the door or whatever, because you won't. This is something you definitely want to make sure you have in advance. And if you're a D23 member, there's special discounts and savings for you. So if you just go to d23.com, you can read more information about it. We also have information on the Main Street Mouse site where you can read. And as more news, more information comes out, we'll be sure to pass it along.
Right, and we'll be following along as well because the Main Street Mouse is going to try to make an appearance there as well. We want to make sure that we're there to catch all the scoop and any information that comes out. So we will be following D23 closely, so be sure to follow on our site, and we will bring you all the updates.
We are planning to be there, so if you're out in the area, if you're going to be there, plan on stopping by. I'm sure we'll set up some type of meetup for there so we can meet all the fans and get to know everybody face-to-face. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yep, and have a good old time together. So
Exactly. So that's the recap of the shareholders meeting. I probably talked a little bit longer than I planned, but I just wanted to get all the news out there for everybody so you knew about it. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to comment on the podcast or send us an email or message on Facebook, anything like that. Contact us. We'll be happy to help you any way we can.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on today and giving us the complete recap. It's very much appreciated.
Not a problem. Glad to do it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen.
So our TMSM Idol contest came to a close, and by member votes, Anastasia was our winner. We thank you all for participating in our first go-around with the contest like this, and we thank WEW Magazine for co-sponsoring the competition. One person who made a video for the TMSM Idol contest got a bit more notoriety than we ever imagined. College student Brian Hull made a video of various Disney characters singing Let It Go, all voiced by him. He shared the video on his personal Facebook wall, and it went viral, over 8 million views. Multiple news outlets picked it up too, and we got a hold of Brian to talk about this whirlwind experience.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen.
Wait, what?
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, turn away and slam the door.
I don't care what they're going to squirrel.
Let the storm of rage come. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Alpha, your voice sounds funny.
Funny how some distance makes everything seem small.
And the fear that once controlled me can't get to me at all.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through.
No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free.
Let it go.
Oh dear, I know it's my turn now.
My power flurries through the air and to the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. and one thought crystallizes like a honey blast.
I'm never going back, the path hid in the past.
Sure was. Oh, now can we have some honey?
I'm so glad you took a minute to talk to us today. This is awesome.
Oh, no problem.
Must be crazy for you right now.
Oh, yeah. Things are insane. My life is literally changing in the course of a week.
We had, you know, I had people sending us your video. And they're like, oh, did you see this guy? He's awesome. You know, and we watched it. And I'm not kidding you. I never put two and two together. It took me days. Like, oh, yeah, he really should have entered our contest. And, gosh, I wish he would have done that for Main Street Mouse. And then we got pinged from a news station in Dallas. And we were like, oh, my gosh, it was for us. I had no idea at all. It's crazy. But good for you, though. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. So where did you first hear about our TMSM Idol competition?
Well, with me being as big a Disney fan as I am, I'm a member of D23. Mm. And someone actually posted a link to your competition on the D23 Facebook site.
Okay.
So I found it from there. And then I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. So, yeah, that's where I heard it.
Oh, that's awesome. You've always done voices? Do you have a history of doing these sort of things? Has it always been a hobby?
Mm-hmm. I've been doing voices for as long as I can remember. I've always just kind of been a party trick with all my friends. They'd just be like, oh, listen to this guy do this voice. Listen to him do this one. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's always been.
We had done some reading about you, too, once we realized all the whirlwind around what you put together. We had read that you used to practice voices standing in the outfield when you played baseball. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. My parents, they wanted me to be involved in sports as a kid because they wanted me to be well-rounded and everything, which I'm really grateful for now. But I never really took much to sports initially, so I chose baseball because I could just go stand out there in the outfield and just goof off and daydream and no one would care.
So have you always been a Disney fan?
Oh, always. I went through a pretty good portion of my youth where I refused to watch anything that was live action, so I watched almost nothing but Disney constantly.
Do you have a favorite, or are they all good?
Oh, they're all fantastic, but I think the one that I love more than any other has to be The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, your Pumbaa imitation is really good. I love that part. I mean, you have it down. I mean, your voices are all good, though. I mean, we've watched it over and over. Like I said, before we even put two and two together, we had watched it. And I had people sending me your video. And, you know, that has to be hard to do. I was really impressed with how you went from flawlessly from one character to another character, and you didn't skip a beat. I mean, how did you do that without having to pause or regroup after each voice? Was it hard?
No, that's just something I've been doing forever. Because how I got started with this was I would just sit there and quote movies to myself. So I wanted to get it as accurate as possible to the movie. So I just taught myself how to jump from one to the other, just because I thought it was fun.
And it's really good. I'm impressed. I mean, a lot of people have a hard time putting one voice down and getting it to sound right. But I just couldn't believe how it just went from one to another. And it just was such a smooth transaction. I mean, to somebody like me, that looks like impossible.
Well, yeah, people have asked me that a lot. They're just like, well, how do you do that? How do you do that? And I'm sitting here going, I honestly don't really know. I just do it. I've never really thought about it, because I never realized that was a big deal.
Well, maybe for, you know, somebody like you who, you know, has a true passion for these sort of things, it's probably not a big deal. But for somebody like me who can't even do Mickey Mouse, you know. It is a huge deal. I mean, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you. I can't even imagine how things must have been the past couple of weeks. How did you feel when your video hit 1 million views on YouTube?
The best way I could describe that was kind of shock, I guess, because I'm sure since you did some research, you found out that I almost didn't even post this video at all because I was convinced it wasn't very good. So, like, right before I posted it to your competition, which I submitted it late, I sent a link to my Facebook wall just so my friends and family could tell me what they honestly thought. I was like, hey, I did this yesterday. Tell me what you guys think, because I'm thinking about submitting it to a contest and stuff. And next thing I know, they share it 300, 400 times, and then I'm getting people from all over the world contacting me and watching it, and I'm just like, I can't believe this happened.
So just by putting it on your own personal page, it took off that quick, huh?
Mm-hmm. I did no advertising. I didn't ask people for views. I didn't ask anybody to forward it. All I did was I just asked for feedback, and then they shared it that many times that it went viral.
That is crazy. I mean, that it's just amazing how things like that, you start off by something so small and can turn into something so much bigger than you'd ever imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish you would have emailed me. We would have let you in the contest.
Well, I didn't realize until a couple of days afterwards that I didn't even make it in, because I went back to check on the competition and my video never showed up. So I was like, huh, where did it go?
Oh,
but
my God.
I didn't push it or anything, because I was just like, I looked at the other competitors and most of them were kids. And I was just like, let the kids have the gift card. My video went viral. Give it to them. Give it to the kids. So
that's great. I just, you know, like from our perspective, when, you know, we had gotten these pingbacks from these media outlets, I think my jaw hit the computer screen because it was just like, what? You know, like, that was for us? And we had no idea. And, you know, we did this contest as, you know, just a way to, you know, give back to some of the people that follow us. And there's so many people that have talent and, you know, want to share what they can do. And I was hoping by doing our idol contest that people would put some creativity behind it and, you know, kind of go out on a limb and see what you could do with, you know, the song that gets played over and over again. But you went above and beyond with creativity. It's just more than I could ever expect. I just, like I said, I was kicking myself in the butt because I'm like, oh my gosh, how did we miss this guy? And, you know, and I interact with people on our site so much to where I thought, one of us would have got it. You know, somebody would have put two and two together. And we're like, how did this happen? How did we miss this? And that's why I wanted to try to reach out and contact you, because, you know, we appreciate the effort. And the fact that you did this based on something that we came up with is just awesome. It's mind-blowing for us that somebody as creative as you took what we put out and ran with it, and you did such an awesome job with it. I'm just blown away, completely blown away.
Well, thank you. I'm blown away by the results, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, that hitting so many millions of views, how has it changed your life? I mean, have you become the celebrity on campus? Do people recognize you when you're out and about? I mean, what's changed for you?
One of the big things that has changed is I don't really get noticed that much out in the general public. Every once in a while, someone will come up and say, are you the YouTube guy? But definitely it's changed a lot on campus, because it was a lot of my DBU friends up here at college that actually sent the video out as much as they did. Mm. So they're following it just as much as we are. So they'll come up and be like, oh, Brian, do you realize how many views you're up to now? And then I get a lot of people stopping me on campus just like, you're the dude! You're the YouTube dude!
That's great. And you have, like, your own, like, personal marketing team. Everybody's pushing out your video on campus and stuff for you. I mean, you can't pay for that kind of publicity and help. That's great.
Oh, absolutely. And everyone's just like, we're just so happy it happened to you because we want to support you and everything. And I'm just like, well, I'm still just Brian. You know, I'm still doing my thing.
But, you know, that I think that is a good quality to have, too, because there's people that, you know, something like this would happen to them where they overnight like everybody has seen their work, and you know, it could go to your head, or you can, you know, if you stay grounded and humble about it, I think it makes it even better, really.
Yeah, well, I'm really trying to, just because I'm like, I look back on it and I'm like, I really didn't do anything other than just make a video, so I don't really deserve all this credit I'm getting, but if that's what I'm getting, then I'll take it in stride, I guess.
You know, like I said, it's awesome that this happened. I know I keep using the word awesome, but I can't think of a better word for what's happened.
Hey, awesome is an awesome word.
Awesome is an awesome word. See, I always say the word amazing is way overused, so I personally try to use awesome just a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, and Jack Black does the same thing. He says awesomeness like every other word, so well, there's no problem.
And it works for him, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So go for it.
Okay, well, let's continue on our awesome interview then.
All right, sounds awesome.
Have you been doing a lot of interviews? I mean, I've seen a few, but have you been doing a lot of interviews from like print to the radio to, you know, have you been contacted a lot about doing different interviews and such because of your video?
Yes, I have. Last week I did probably around 14 or 15 interviews.
Wow.
This week the interviews they haven't really have a lot this week. So it's been nice. Last week was kind of a whirlwind. So now everything's kind of dying down a little bit. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. You get time to catch your breath and take it all in a little bit. Cause I'm sure it just being that it happened so quickly, I'm sure it's been a little overwhelming for you.
Oh, absolutely. Just cause I was just like 1 minute, I'm just, you know, normal college student. Next thing I know, I'm a normal college student who had a video go viral. So I'm just like, Oh, hello. So,
have you had any of, like, the national media outlets contact you for any interviews like that? Or has it been, like, news stations, radio stations, or what's been primary?
It's been predominantly, most of it's been local. Like, I've been on a couple news stations here in the area. I've done a couple radio shows over here in the area. One radio show up in New York, they did a phone interview. Let's see, what else? I did some website interviews with some people from across the nation, just in different parts, and then a couple newspapers here in the area. But for the most part, it's been local. But there has been some national places contacting me, and I feel like something in my gut tells me there's probably still more on the way as far as national goes.
You know, probably. I mean, you just never know who's going to hear what you do or who you talk to. And I think if you talk to the right outlets and surround yourself with some good people, only good things are going to come from that. We got pinged back from the Blaze, the article, or you know, that they had wrote about you, and they had credited us. They linked it back, and we were over the moon over that because the Blaze is huge, and for something like I said that we weren't even completely aware of what was going on. That was big for us. So I'm sure the fact that hit for you, being that you were the main focus of that for the Blaze, is probably a thrill and super exciting for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were one of the first. I did their radio show and I did the internet interview with them. So, yeah, they were the ones I did over the radio show up in New York with.
Considering how many followers they have, you know, Facebook, Twitter, it's just what a great thing to be picked up by. I mean, I know I was excited. We just got an honorable mention. You know, we just got a little click the link here for the contest. And I can't, like I said, it must be so thrilling for you to be the main focus of that. I can't even imagine. Like I said, it just must be so overwhelming.
Oh, it definitely is. Definitely is.
I also read, too, is it true that Disney contacted you for an audition?
Yes, Disney has contacted me for an audition.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know. I'm gonna say it again. Awesome.
You know, what was funnier was right before I posted this video, one of my friends saw it and he's just like, Brian, this could go viral. And I'm just like, there is no way that this video is gonna go viral. It's not good enough. And then it went viral. And then afterwards, everyone's like, Brian, Disney's gonna contact you. I just know it. And I'm like, okay, guys, look, I was wrong about the first one, okay? Let me tell you this. I know Disney. This is not good enough for them. Next thing I know, I'm getting contacted by Disney. So I'm just like, I'm actually okay with being wrong.
Right. What else can you be wrong about? I will never hit the lotto. I will never be a world traveler. I will never.
Just to keep them coming because apparently I'm wrong a lot. Let's keep that going.
Well, yeah, it's great to be wrong then, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm good.
Being that you're in talks with Disney, I mean, what do you think is next for you? Where would you like to see all this, you know, going?
Honestly, at this point, I'm just hoping at least to a job somewhere where I can do what I love. That's all I'm hoping for.
Like I had said about making contacts and putting yourself out there, this is a huge opportunity. I hope that it goes well for you as well. I have a feeling it will. You know, to be, some people work their whole lives and have a good talent and don't get recognized for it. You know, it just doesn't seem to happen. But this is a awesome opportunity. I mean, I really hope that good things come out of this for you. I mean, so far, so good, right?
Oh, absolutely. So far, it's been nothing but good stuff, so.
What's your favorite voice to do?
I've got two voices which are my favorite. It's Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo because he was the first voice I learned how to do. And then my second other favorite one is Winnie the Pooh because he took me the longest to learn how to do.
You know, when we were watching your video, when it came to the Winnie the Pooh part, we were commenting on how hard that must have been to do because his voice isn't easy. And then not only is it not easy to speak, but to actually sing in Pooh's voice, that's hard. How did you learn to do that?
Well, it just came from, it was around the time Winnie the Pooh came out in 2011, the sequel. And so I just watched it and I was just like, I want to learn how to do Pooh. And I always messed around with him, but I could never get it. So what I do is I drive around, I just sit there, pull up my phone and just start recording myself and just keep listening to myself, trying different things until I finally got it right. Just because, you know, when you're dealing with Pooh, it's just like, he has this voice that's high and low simultaneously. I'd either go too high or I'd go too low, and I wasn't able to find a happy median until like 2 months after starting to learn how to do this. So.
I love it. That is great.
Oh, thank you.
That's so awesome. Okay, see, I said it again. Sorry. All right, so you did, what, 21 voices in your video?
Yes, 21 voices.
And I noticed that you had Minnie in there, but most of the voices are male characters. Do you know how to do female voices besides Minnie?
That's a slippery slope right there. pretty much if the girl was voiced by a guy, I can usually do them like Roz.
Roz, right.
Yeah, but for the most part, I'm not really good with girls just because, you know, when you're dealing with male's falsetto, you're typically just either going to sound like Mickey Mouse or of course Minnie in this case. But, you know, just getting your voice too high, you kind of lose the quality of sounding like an actual girl and just sounds like a guy just going into his high voice.
Right, and your Minnie was pretty good, too. I mean, I just think that, you know, your range, I guess it doesn't really matter if it's a male character or a female character, any character is good, and they're all really good. So I was just curious because, you know, girl characters are, you know, harder to do, especially with a deeper voice like yours, so...
Right.
As far as where do you get your inspiration from? What are your influences or who are your influences?
Well, growing up, the two biggest ones were Robin Williams and Dave Coulier from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my big ones. When I got a little older and I started looking into voice actors, Jim Cummings was by far one of my biggest inspirations. So wow. Which is why a lot of the characters you saw in there are voiced by Jim Cummings right now, just because I love his work and I love hearing what he does and his acting range, where he can go from being Winnie the Pooh, one of the sweetest characters ever made, to some of the like darkest villains, like being able to sing part of Scar's Be Prepared and everything. You're just like, good night. How does he do that?
Right, and it's the range, like, you know, going from, you know, like you said, somebody like Pooh to a villain, it is really, really great that you can go from, you know, one extreme to the other like that, and seems to me that you have that down too, so give yourself some credit for that. Is there any character that you wish you would have included in your video, or maybe that you didn't think of at the time, or are you pretty happy with what you chose?
I'm pretty happy with what I chose overall. I know that a lot of, like, the number one comment I got on my video was, where's Donald? Where's Donald?
Oh, really?
Yep, that was one of the number one questions I got asked. And I'm currently trying to figure out how to do Donald myself, so...
See, by popular demand, now you have to learn Donald, right?
Yep, so that one will be interesting. We'll see if I can get him down.
Oh, I bet you will. See, now that you're this internet sensation, you got to give the people what they want. See what you started?
I know. Now I'm in the public eye, so now I can't just goof off for my friends anymore.
It's all a good thing, though. You know, I mean, you just, it comes from a, you can tell that it's something that is a pure thing that comes from your heart, and that's true talent, and that's a great thing. So you just keep doing what you're doing, and I see some great things coming for you. I'm really impressed.
Well, thank you.
You know, so why have you on the phone? And why have you on the spot? Can I put you on the spot, like, one more time?
Sure.
How about you give me some Welcome to the Main Street Mouse voices for me? Let's say, like, Jack or Mickey or anyone you want.
So just say Welcome to the Main Street Mouse?
Yep, in any way you want. Go for it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Welcome to the Main Street Mouse. Welcome to the Main Street Mouse. Here's Goofy for you.
Okay.
Welcome to the Main Street Mouse. Here's Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy.
Is that good?
Awesome. I didn't want to interrupt you. I think I might have laughed over the Mickey, so give me it one more time and I'll be quiet this time.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hi there. Welcome to the Main Street Mouse. Uh-huh.
That is the best. That is the best. I may have to use that. Thank you. Did you have any reservations about putting yourself out there, or did you just kind of go for it?
Well, I wasn't really nervous about putting myself out there. That was never really a problem, just because, I mean, I'm a performer up at school, and my major is performing, but it's performing in a completely different way, because I'm a vocal performance major, so I'm learning right now how to sing operatically and classically. So, I mean, I'm performing all the time. I've been in tons of musicals, and I've been in some operas and things like that. So it was never a big deal to necessarily get on camera. What the big deal was, I guess, was making sure that, you know, I got my voices to where I wanted them, even though I wasn't really happy with the video. So just because I was like, I don't know how good this is. And they're like, well, it's for a competition. So, you know, and I got my junior recital later this evening. So I was trying to make sure I didn't hurt my voice or anything. So I was like, all right, well, this would be good enough for the competition. Little did I know it would go viral.
Like I said, I know I keep saying it, but I can't even imagine how floored you must be with all of this and how overwhelming and just, I mean, oh, it was way good for the competition, obviously. so it was much better than what our platform could hold. I just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm kicking myself in the butt. I wish that we would have known beforehand that it was for us.
It's not a problem.
The video is almost like your job interview for the world to see. I mean, you can, everybody gets to see what you do now on such a bigger level than what you previously had. It's just a great opportunity for you. I think that's great.
Well, thank you.
Anything else you want to add by chance? Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to promote? Any 2 cents that you want to add for our listeners?
I guess just to say thank you guys for watching and sharing me around the world and helping me to help make a dream come true.
Well, please keep in touch with us. Being that I realized that you were late for our contest, not that you needed us anyway, but please keep in touch with us with what happens with Disney and your future endeavors and what you do. I'd love to keep in touch with you and hear what's going on, because I think that your story is a great one, and I wish you all the best because you deserve it. And again, thank you so much for finding the inspiration in our little contest to do what you did and to be on such a platform like that. We appreciate that, and I'm glad that something good came out of all out of all of this. It's for us at the Main Street Mouse, it's very exciting because we just tried to do a little something fun for our readers, and it turned into something so much bigger for someone. And we're really proud of you, and we're very happy for you that all these opportunities came up. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, good luck with everything, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Brian. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You all too.
Right, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I have been chosen. Farewell, my friend. I go on to a better place.
Well, that's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Scott from the Main Street Mouse, and of course, our most famous TMSM Idol contestant, Brian Hull, for being on with us. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. That's Michelle with one L, not two, or your email will not go through. Until next time, thanks again for all the support for the Main Street Mouse. See you real soon.
Yo ho.